You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are talking about creating housing here in South Florida and the evolution of the housing market. We're here with Mike Wall. He's a partner. He's a second-generation real estate developer here in South Florida. He's a recognized industry leader in devising approaches to create affordable housing in an urban environment and create communities. And that's what I want to talk about now, Mike. We've been talking up till now about Pinnacle puts together deals. They bring housing that people can afford to live in the urban core, which provides great opportunities for somebody to live near their work instead of commuting 4 hours each day. But Mike, here's my question. You know, you're part of the ULI, you're on their affordable housing thing. That makes you a real thought leader here. When you build one of these affordable housing projects, what does it do to the surrounding area? Because if it doesn't improve it, I got a problem with that.
Good point. Frankly, we have a history of in redevelopment areas, the first real job that goes in as an affordable housing job, and then we evolve from there. So perfect examples of that in Miami. When we built our first development in Little Havana, which was called Rios del Sol, or as we roll our R's, Rios del Sol. Okay?
Thank you. For a guy from North Miami Beach, that sounded great.
200 units, we built it 15 years ago. Okay? It was the first, the area median income in Little Havana at that time was $11,000, okay? Yeah. So it would evolve from there. You have workforce condos. There's three or four new under construction market rate developments going on there. The greatest example of that is Wynwood and Edgewater.
Oh, my okay? God, your deal at Wynwood. So, we keep going back to that.
14 years ago, we built Pinnacle View on 24th Street, Northeast 2nd Avenue.
Am I that old?
We're that old.
Oh my
God. We are that old.
Oh my God.
Okay, and now, as you know, the Wynwood area is probably the hottest and most expensive land in South Florida.
Yeah, but it still needs people to service the energy that goes there. There's something, it needs more than just a battery and a high price tag. It needs bartenders, waitresses, bar hops, bar stops, and valet parkers, etc.
So what we've done is we've focused on 36th Street as really the spine of the city, okay, in Midtown. And we've built five affordable housing developments on 36th Street that are serving the area.
Isn't that like U.S. Highway 27? It's a real street. It's not just 36th Street, Mike.
No, it's big. And, we've been fortunate enough to build in Lemon City, just in back of the Soika restaurant.
Yeah, Lemon City, South Florida's first real city, right?
First real city.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So as we're navigating through the urban core, we're building and hopefully serving that population.
It's just amazing because Miami is such a place of divergent economic paths. And in the past, that's caused incredible, I'll just call it social tension, to use a euphemism. And I'm not red, I'm not blue, I'm purple. To me, that makes me a human being. And to be a human being and to see, and because it happened to me yesterday, to see the guy riding in the rain with the sweat coming down his face, and this guy chose to go to work, not to do something wrong. And for him to not have a place to live, to me, that's something wrong with me, that he doesn't have a place to live.
Yeah. It's a huge passion, and one of the great things about our business is we can address it as just a passion. I mean, we building affordable housing and serving the urban working families is a passion.
I've met your partners, and every one of them is, I don't want to use the word philanthropist because it connotes the wrong thing. I would call them instead people who take social action seriously. Lewis is a perfect example, and your other partner is involved at UF at the highest level, giving scholarships and money. And I got to say, I haven't met your CFO person yet, but I'm sure he's also pretty similar to the three of you guys.
Very definitely. Just to give you some idea of what we try to do with communities. So we're doing this new development on Grand Avenue in the West Grove, probably in the most neglected area in South Florida.
100%.
Okay? So we went in there. We found out where the real need was. It was people that wanted to stay in the Grove, but they were in single-family homes. It didn't work for them. So we did an elderly development.
Oh.
But we also, on top of that, because of my partner Lewis's connection with Miami-Dade College, we did a community-based...
The Wolfson campus?
Right. We did a community-based... Correct.
I couldn't help it, Lewis.
Right.
High five! You're the man. We love you, Lewis.
So in partnership with Miami-Dade College, we've done the first really community-based education facility, and Lewis and his family is endowing it, and Miami-Dade College is going to run it, and graduate students are going to be during the day going to have a continuing education program to teach the local population to better themselves and to get involved and to get to evolve skills to get better jobs. And then at 2:30 in the afternoon, it's going to flip into an after school program for kids, help them with everything, with
I could say, Mike, is I'm gonna give you a second here to get yourself together, is that I know that the Wolfson family has been here for well over 100 years, and the rest of your team is also Miami. And you know, we have this view of Miami up and down Biscayne Bay and Brickell Avenue, but very few people travel into the neighborhoods that you're describing. And I've driven through the streets of Coconut Grove, where they say, if you want to deal drugs, go over there or whatever. It's just heartbreaking. So to see somebody really going after Miami's seminal, original community,
yeah,
is just beautiful.
Hopefully it'll evolve from there.
I think it's going to be great. So what are some of the things that you see? We've only got a couple more minutes left, Mike.
Okay.
What do you see coming up as the future of housing in South Florida? More of this mixed housing?
I think mixed income housing is big because you can take the subsidy and parlay it into something where you're serving both the affordable level of income as well as workforce, as well as market. That's how things have evolved in the major cities. I see Miami is just an evolving urban area. So those trends that were started in New York and Washington, D.C. and Chicago are starting to evolve here.
Well, Miami is a great city, and it is evolving. Mike, what do you see as Miami's next great neighborhood?
That's interesting. Everybody thinks that Miami's great next neighborhood is Wynwood, and they think it's all walkable. It's going to be the next Soho. I don't know if I believe that yet. I hope it evolves into that.
My vote is Little Havana, for the record.
Little Havana is just a very beautiful, rich, culturally rich area.
It's got a vibe and a heartbeat.
And we've done 5 developments in Little Havana, and we've really helped it evolve.
Well, I want to make sure, because I got other things I want to ask. Dee, how much more time do we have with Mike today? 2 more minutes. Okay, Mike, here's what I want to do. Sure. Let's say somebody's in a community somewhere. They think their community needs a little affordable housing or some kind of developer to come in and kick it off and give them some momentum. How does somebody get in touch with you and say, Mike Wall, you bring your team, bring the Wolfson guy in and help me bootstrap my neighborhood? How do people get a hold of you and present opportunities to you?
Well, obviously through the likes of great real estate brokers like yourself.
Thank you.
And we get direct calls from churches that are looking for opportunities, from community leaders, from stakeholders. So we're very, very out there, very accessible. And I'm the business development guy, so I'm the guy to speak with.
Well, we've got a lot of Jets fans that listen to the show. So give out your firm's phone number, but do so slowly, please.
Well, our office number is 305-854-7100. I'm a former Jet fan.
Hey now!
Way back when they just started, and they evolved from the Titans to the Jets.
Joe Willie,
and even before that, it was Wahoo McDaniel.
Oh my God, the wrestler?
Who was a wrestler, and even though he was on the bench, in order to get everybody pumped up at the stadium, they would say, tackled by Wahoo McDaniel, and everybody would go, Wahoo!
Oh, that's just awesome. Even got a crack and a smile from Dee on that one. And with that, I can't do any better than that. I want to thank Mike Wall, partner at Pinnacle Housing, for taking the softball and hitting it over the fence. Thank you so much, Mike. Look forward to having you. And hey, bring Lewis or some of your other partners next time. We'll have you on again talking about social good and housing here on Freedom Business. We'll be right back after this short break with our special UHealth guest talking about making sure you maintain your balance even in middle age. Back after this.